As state legislators return to Boise for the 2021 legislative session, Idaho Governor Brad Little gave his annual State of the State address, this time without the clapping, as it was held virtually. Governor Little began his remarks by condemning the violence at the nation's capital last week.
The dark events at the U.S. Capitol last week disturbed us. The violent acts of some overshadowed the peaceful acts of many.
After a moment of silence for those who've lost their lives to the coronavirus, the governor went on to highlight the state's efforts in combating COVID-19 and rolling out the vaccine.
Together, the legislature and I laid the groundwork before the pandemic to rebound quickly during tough times, proving once again that conservative principles of governing bring opportunity for citizens during the highs and the lows.
To date, 31,000 people have been vaccinated, including 4,000 who have received both doses. Idaho has recorded over 149,000 total COVID-19 cases, including 1,500 deaths. In addition, Governor Little announced what he plans to do with the state's budget surplus from last year in a plan called Building Idaho's Future. The plan includes $295 million in tax relief, $390 million in spending cuts, and smaller investments into agriculture, broadband, education, public safety, and state construction projects. The plan also includes $126 million in one-time transportation funding and $80 million more in annual funding.
Beyond my Building Idaho's Future plan, I'm proposing a no-frills budget for fiscal year 2022. My budget leaves a prudent surplus, bolsters rainy day funds, and reflects my continued priority on education.
Republican and Democratic caucus leaders also held their own news conferences, in which both laid out their priorities for the upcoming session. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Alec Pope. Governor Little gave his State of the State address today. As is customary, both Republicans and Democrats in the state legislature gave their responses, as well as outline their priorities for the year. Republicans' priorities largely aligned with the governor's speech, though one surely didn't, and it focused on the governor himself. Republicans highlighted property tax relief, the budget surplus distribution, infrastructure, and education as areas of focus. As well, they discussed the need to realign the balance of power between the three branches of Idaho's government. Some Republicans saw the governor's stay-at-home order and other COVID-19 response measures as an overstep of his authority, saying that only the legislature could pass such sweeping declarations.
As we felt shut out during the summer, we will not do the same thing with him during the legislative session, but it will be a working together to come up with what policy is best for the state of Idaho.
Democratic leaders, meanwhile, spoke first on their concerns about gathering in person at all for the session during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, we look forward to working closely with Governor Little and the Republican lawmakers throughout the session. We are deeply concerned about the potential consequences of convening without proper state protocols.
A pair of Democratic lawmakers recently filed suit against the legislature and Republican Speaker of the House, saying that it's unsafe to work in person at the Capitol building in Boise. Senate Minority Leader Michelle Stennett said Democratic priorities for the legislative session include fair tax brackets, health care, criminal justice reform, and affordable housing. House Minority Leader Ilana Rubel also called the much-discussed budget surplus an illusion, saying that it's been generated at the cost of inadequate services for Idahoans and has been supplemented by one-time CARES Act dollars. Democrats said they'd be open to tax cuts as well, as long as they're structured to help working people rather than the highest income earners. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Alec Pope.